Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Did you like or follow Facebook pages from a Russian troll farm? From Gramstar Business. On Friday, Facebook made available a tool to allow users to see whether they had liked or followed a page linked to Russia's attempt to influence the 2016 U.S. election. Facebook had promised to make such a tool available in November, after the company revealed in a congressional hearing that more than 140 million people may have been exposed to Russia-linked propaganda during the 2016 election cycle. During the hearings earlier this year, Facebook released roughly 3,000 ads that it said it had linked to Russian accounts. But it has never released a list of the accounts and pages that it linked to Russia's efforts. The new tool shows users if they've liked or followed any pages on Facebook or Instagram that the company has linked to the Russia-based internet research agency Troll Farm. But it does not tell users whether they were shown posts or ads from IRA-linked accounts, or whether the user had engaged with any of those posts or ads. Facebook did not appear to announce the availability of the tool. For a company famously focused on mobile users, the portal is curiously only available on desktop. A Facebook spokesperson said the company will make a significant effort to make sure people are aware of the tool's existence. The availability of the tool was previously reported by Axios. Because of the way Facebook operates, where each user has seen a customized list of posts and ads, the congressional hearings were the first time most people had seen any of the Russian-linked political ads.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that overdelivers. Chubb overdelivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.